You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back. I'm so excited for today's episode because we have a very special guest, and I think that he's really, really amazing. And I know that you will as well. So I am going to say his name and I'm going to let him do his introduction. Today we have in our episode Lion Flood. Welcome, Lion.
Oh my goodness. I am so excited to be here. Thank you for first off this opportunity and just allowing me to be into your space. So thank you.
You're so welcome. So tell us a little bit about what you do, Lion.
The crux of it is I help people in a virtual space make money. That is the simplistic form of it, but it goes deeper into that. And I think we'll get into a little bit of that in the conversation, but I'm just a little bit about me, myself, though. I am a retired Marine. So if anyone's out there listening with that, hoorah, devil dogs, family man, four kids, all boys, eight grandkids. Oh, we have every holiday, birthday, every month kind of covered, right?
But wow.
Yeah, so that's who I am. I'm a big family man and a retired vet.
So let's get into the fun stuff. Now, you gave a very, very short version of what you do. So let's talk more practical things. So can any business owner benefit from what you do, or only those in the virtual space?
I would absolutely say any business owner. And that is because your business can also live in a virtual space, right? Even if you have a brick and mortar store, you're still doing maybe some social media, advertising, reels, or whatever it is. So yes, they can also benefit from it. And I advise them to look into doing it.
Absolutely. Because the way that businesses have to market today is there has to be some type of social presence. And it doesn't have to be the latest TikTok trend that you're doing in your store. It has to be, you just need to be visible. Yeah. And what I love about what you do, Lion, is that you are not just doing visibility, but you're doing it in a way that helps people stand out in their visual presentation. So it is valuable to anyone. And it goes from, hey, you know, it's as easy as turning on your phone and recording. And what you do is you take that up a level. So you can help them notch up and stand out a bit more from everything that they're doing, that, you know, the easy stuff that everybody's doing. How do you stand out? How do you stop the scroll when you're on social media, right? Oh, look, ooh, look at that background. If you're listening to us, you cannot see Lion's background. It is amazing. And if you're on video, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. So talk to us a little bit about... Okay, so here's what's going to happen. If you're listening, you will hear me start laughing because Lion has the most amazing effects that come up on the screen. And he just put amazing with confetti up all over the screen. So we'll try to fill you in on a little bit about what he's doing, but go ahead.
Yeah, and one of the things you hit on right there when you referenced that, right? Because and I took this from my coach when I started in this kind of field. My coach just plainly put it out there. And so for the listeners, I want you all to kind of do this for yourselves as well. There are 10 people in a room who do exactly what you do. You're going to pitch in the Shark Tank. And for some of those who don't know what Shark Tank is, you're in front of people who are going to invest in your business, right? Now you've got to say to them, what makes you different than the other nine? What is going to make them say, I want to work with you versus the other nine who do the same thing? I'm going to give you a tip. It's not that you work harder. Everyone says, I work harder. I'm going to be in the office XYZ. I'm going to give you, everybody's going to give you everything they got, right? So that's one of the reasons why I started down this path. And I advise anyone out there who is looking to separate themselves to learn to say what you do different than the other nine.
I love that. Yeah, and so saying what you do different is one way of standing out, and you help us also on the side of looking different. So, talk a little bit about what is it that you do that you bring to the table that maybe our audience and our listeners haven't heard before.
Okay, ghosting. That's going to be my word for you. Okay, I may be aging myself a little bit, but y'all have seen a Patrick Swayze ghost movie, right? Where
Right.
he, so how many times have you seen a virtual presentation, a webinar, wherever you've been at, and you've seen someone with a background and it just keeps disappearing? It is so distracting. And especially if you're going to be inside of a meeting that you're pitching a potential investor or something, right? That is, believe me, people, it is so distracting. So one of the things that we do is we focus on professionalism. Right. One of my models is I chase excellence. I don't chase money. Right. If I chase excellence, the money will follow. So as I sit here and I'm moving, people don't see behind me or through me. I'm a proponent of a live background, bookcase, plants. I love that. But if you can't get it, take the effort to make your virtual space look professional. So that's what separates us, right? We, as soon as you come into the room, and for those who are listening, I advise you go to the YouTube page because you're going to see what we're referring to. You look at this, it looks like you're sitting in a professional waiting room, right? And you're like, oh, I want to work here, or I want to work with the person who works here. So that's one way we separate ourselves from competition.
Yeah, so what I love is that, so if you're listening, there's actually a window with a shadow on the wall, and this is a virtual background, and it looks like he is sitting in front of a window. And so one thing that I can tell you is that whenever people have those Zoom backgrounds where they disappear, they move their hands disappear. Part of that has to do with proper lighting. It's dependent on a green screen. So if you're not lit well enough, then it makes it funky. But if you're looking at the video and you're looking at Lion, he is perfectly lit. So lighting is really important, and it doesn't have to be like a really expensive light. It could be a lamp from your living room. You just have to be properly lit. And so you can definitely see that on your video, how evenly you're lit, and you can see everything. And so that has a lot to do with it as well, right?
Absolutely. And you hit one of the things on the head there, right? You don't need all of the fancy equipment to start. I often say when people ask me, well, how do I get started? What do I need? I say, you just need a lamp. That's it. Right? And you need to put it in the correct position. Now it's going to help you. You don't have to go spend all of the money and do one of the things that we call get gas, right? GAS, that is gear acquisition syndrome. You just want to go buy every piece of gear because this influencer had it and they suggested this and now it just sits there. And then you're like, I don't know how to use it. So just start simple, start ugly, but just start.
I love that. And it reminded me of a story. So I'm going to tell you a story, a way back story. When I was in college, my now husband's roommate was a film major, and we went to a party, and he had one of those gigantic video cassette recorders, the huge ones, and he legitimately had a lamp duct taped to the top of the camera
Yes.
and plugged into the wall so he could get video in this dark room. So this is an old technique. It's available to everyone.
When all else fails, right? Go back to the basics,
That's
right?
right. Yeah. And it's about, and what's really fun, and if you're somebody my age, maybe sort of around my age, we don't understand light. If you don't understand how to light yourself, go get yourself a kid, because they know how to like
Me too.
adjust themselves in a camera, like a phone camera, to get
Yes.
the best light on their face. And they can tell you whether your light is good or not.
Absolutely. My son, he's 11, and oftentimes I'll see him doing something and I say, what are you doing on the video? He's like, Dad, it's about the angles. I'm like, okay, just it's about the angles. You're right. I don't know. His arm is, trying to take the selfie and this. It's about the okay, go for it, buddy. Go for it.
It's funny. I saw when my daughter was a teenager, I was walking downstairs and she was standing on the landing right by a window and adjusting herself with the phone. And I was
Yeah, like
like,
doing a
she's like, oh,
robot.
I'm getting the right light. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so brilliant. Also, natural light, windows can help, right?
Absolutely. And that's kind of one reason when you reference the shadow, right? So this background I created, and I create backgrounds like this for clients and for people. And I pay attention to those little things like that, right? I'm not just going to put the window there and not cast a shadow. Like the light is absolutely perfect on the name on the wall versus it being off. But in natural lighting, one thing I always tell people as well, I prefer natural lighting. But if you're sitting, so for example, I have natural light coming to me from a left side of my face. But I also am cognizant of the time of day because that sun starts to move. And all of a sudden, if I'm doing a recording or something, and now 20 minutes later, that light moves to the front of my face or something, that is something I'm always looking at. And one quick tip for anyone who is going to do a recording. Do not sit with the light behind you. Do not sit with the window behind you.
Yes. How many Zoom calls do you get? You'll go on a Zoom call and somebody's sitting in front of the window and it, the light is coming through the camera and you can't even see them anymore.
Yes, it darkens everything, and people just don't think about it or know that. But now you know.
So there you go. There's a very simple, two simple ways to improve your professionalism on camera. Make sure your light is good and make sure you're not in front of the window. Your window is behind you. Don't make I'll say that for me. Make sure the
Yeah,
window is not behind you.
not behind you. Yes.
I was saying it right, but I was saying it backwards. All right. So, what other things? So we talked about light. Okay, well, we talked a little bit about equipment. How do you feel about getting a good camera?
So, cameras are great. The most important thing, believe it or not, is your audio. People will generally watch a video. If it's grainy, if they can't really make out everyone, but if your audio is cracking and they are gone. So the camera is important. But again, just start, right? Use your, I'm an iPhone person, so I'm just gonna say iPhone. Use your iPhone, but use your camera phone. Cameras have the best phones now. I mean, excuse me, phones have the best cameras. Look, I was just doing what you were doing a second ago. I was thinking about it in the background, right? Cameras have the best phones nowadays. So grab your camera and just start. But more importantly, it is the audio.
Yes. That is 100% correct. People will forgive a little bit of video, but if they can't hear what you're saying, they are not connected and they go away. So what, there are a lot of options for audio. Do you have any, like, we're not trying to chase the gadgets. However, what can we do to improve audio?
A couple of things. You think of a baseball, that's usually the most visual thing I can kind of say. If you ball your fist up, that's going to be about the size of a baseball. That's how far you want to be from your microphone, right? You don't want to be all up on it. So if you're using an external mic like I have, right? you can be, depending on the microphone, you can be a little further back and so forth. But that's generally the rule. There are some people I see, they'll be all up on a microphone like this. So that's one general rule. Just stay a distance so you don't hear the popping. People will say the p-p-p-p-p. You can get yourself a foam cover. I love different colors. I like to stand out. Mine is magenta. My wife's one is pink on her microphone. So get yourself one of those little, they call them wind diffusers, right? Get one of those that will help you out tremendously. And you don't have to get the most expensive mic. You can go to your local electronic store. Shout out to Best Buy. Best Buy, if you're listening to this, I'm looking for sponsorship. Shout out to Best Buy. Go to a local store and grab a $50 mic. Just start. That's it.
Yeah, and the one thing that you need to be aware of, and maybe you can clarify this for me, some of the microphones have a noise reduction on them so that if your dog is barking, you can't hear, the microphone doesn't pick that up. However, you need to be aware that if you start shouting and getting really loud, the mic's going to cut out as well. So I've seen people do that where they get really excited. I get really excited a lot. So it's probably happened to me. And when you get really excited, your mic goes, "Oh, that's a loud noise," and they cut you off. So talk.
So with that, when you start to think about getting excited, right? And again, you want to start with what you can afford, start where you're at, but eventually you want to kind of level up and so forth like that. There are different type of mics, omnidirectional, multidirectional. So you also want to be careful of that because mics can pick up in different directions, right? So if you've got a mic set that is picking up in a circular type of way, you're going to be picking up everything. And you don't always want that because then the dog and so forth. There are some apps, and I use one that absolutely work well in conjunction or in replacement of the microphone blocking out the sounds and so forth. And I'll mention that here in just a second. But I use a microphone that only picks up coming from the direction of the top. Right. So it's not going to pick up, and it's not a setting. It's the microphone specifically made just for that. So as I talk and speak, it goes down instead of maybe if, let's say, if someone's in front of me and they drop a pin, then that sound is going to come into the front of the microphone. So I don't want that. So I specifically get a microphone that only projects down. And that's one of the other tips that I can say is eventually you want to level up your equipment, but don't get the gear acquisition syndrome, just level up.
So here's the thing, and I try never to touch my microphone because it has a button that is super sensitive to shutting it off, never super sensitive to turning it back on. So, in case you are, we're keeping this in because we're talking about equipment, right? I accidentally turned off my mic when I touched it the last time. So you have to be aware of your equipment and what it does and how it's going to operate. I love this mic because it comes with a little cushion on top. However, it is super sensitive and I try never to touch the microphone itself and I adjust it.
So I love this, and I love just these kind of moments, right? Because in these moments, people often say, "Oh, what if I mess up?" People want you to mess up sometimes. They want natural. I'm going to show you something that I usually suggest, and I love it. I have no affiliation with the company, but I love it. So these, and anyone who's listening as well, you can watch the video. These are three buttons. Okay. This is my microphone button, and this is my video button. So if I, that's what I press to get my microphone. So it's like an external thing, so I don't have to go to the microphone. I don't have to go to the computer. But one of the things that's different about this is when I press it, I have a sign that's on my computer and it says on air. And so if my microphone is muted, it will go red, right? So then I can visually see that that is muted or something like that. So it's a little thing I love kind of showing people.
So if you have not picked up on this yet, Lion has all the cool tools. And I love that he's saying start where you are and level up as you go. And he has all the cool tools.
That too. And what happens as well is in my office, I'm my family, I have a home office. And so again, for anyone who's listening to this, it's where you're at, right? Grab your little home office. It doesn't need to be something fancy, right? Just in a closet. I've has people close their closet, but I have a light also. So when I press that button, it lights up outside of the office. So family members know that I'm on and so forth.
I love it. This is so awesome. When my husband started working at home, all the time, he used to do it periodically, and then he started working at home all the time. And he would be on calls, but he had everything in his ears, so we couldn't tell. And we'd be walking by having a conversation, or we'd walk up and try to talk to him, and he'd be like, "Oh, phone." And so of course he didn't say that. He was waving frantically. So my daughter had an idea, and we got a regular light, and we got a colored light bulb. It was blue. So when he went on a conference call and he wasn't able to talk to us, he would turn on that lamp right on his desk. And if we walked in and saw a blue light, we knew that he was on a conference call and we had to be quiet or leave him alone. So yeah, again, the easy stuff, but I love that. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I had to kind of figure that out along the way. And that's one of the brilliant part about just doing it, right? Because then now you find what works for you in your situation. What works for me may not work for three other family members or three other people in that space, but at least it sparks an idea. And that's one of the reasons why I love these conversations, because anyone who's listening, they may not do it the same way. But they may say, oh, you know what? I can put a color light bulb in my lamp and put it out, right? Now they at least got an idea because you mentioned something. So I love
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. And I love that the thing about video used to be so exclusive, and now it's everyone has access to it. And so there are so many more ideas and so much more energy around it that it makes it's more accessible and it's more fun. And people are bringing more to the table because they're allowed in the door, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to share, if you don't mind, my four tips for anyone out there who's listening and say, I would love to be doing this. Y'all talk about video, but I'm afraid of video, right? Four things I'm going to tell you you can do right away. Number one is you're going to use your phone, okay? You're going to get your phone and you're going to talk and record yourself for 5 minutes. Talking about whatever you like. Do not script it. If you're into gardening, just talk about something that's passionate to you. Okay. This is getting you comfortable of recording. You don't got to post it. You don't do any of that. But for 10 days or whatever it is, record yourself for 5 minutes. After that, I want you to take your phone. I want you to flip it upside down, put in some earphones, and I want you to listen to that recording. Do not watch it. Just listen. Now you're going to hear yourself, and you might say, oh, that's how I sound. I'm taking too many breaks or whatever. But now you have something to go off of to improve, right? You can say, oh, I need to maybe spike up my voice a little bit more. I need to, because you're just listening to it. You're not listening and watching, so your brain is not doing the two things. Afterwards, then you're going to put it on mute. And now you're just going to watch the video because now you get to see your face and say, oh, I'm not smiling enough, or wow, I'm looking down, or you get to improve from that. And then the last thing is put it in some form of a transcript device. There's several of them online where you can now read what you were saying. And you can say, oh, that didn't make sense. Maybe I need to make those sentences different. Wow, I'm using that many ums and uhs and right. So those are some quick tips that will help anyone get comfortable. And then you start going live because live happens.
That's amazing. I really love that approach because, and I will tell you, I recognize that I say I really love all the time because I do. That's who I am. But what I appreciated is that you've taken it from the fear out of it, because when I started, I was like, I look like that. I sound like that. It was really intimidating. And do it when I did it, when I really got used to seeing myself, I did Facebook Lives. I did every Tuesday at noon for 9 months. I just did 20 minutes talking to a camera, and I was looking at myself. So I got really used to how I sound and what I looked like and the faces I was making, because I was looking at myself for 20 minutes a week for 9 months. And what I appreciate about the way you did it is you took that fear right out. Like, I'm like, this is who I am today. This is how I look. It's okay. And that's a huge step for a lot of people. I've gotten there over years. So breaking it down and actually listening to it, you're getting used to how you sound, you're getting used to how you look, and then you are listening to how you're speaking is a really gentle and progressive way of examining that before you take that big leap out. And it's all safe because it's just you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like many people have heard the love language, right? There's different ways people love to be loved. So it's the same thing with learning. People learn in different speeds. And so some people want to jump in the fire. Let's go. I'm just ready. Some people say, I need to build it. Do whatever works for you. That's the biggest thing. My favorite quote is simply, if it works, simply do more of it. That's it.
Yeah, that's great. And I like that it's simple. It's okay and start where you are, and success is defined by you. Success is not defined by somebody else. Now, if you're trying to reach a level of something and achieving that goal is your goal and that's your definition of success, that's yours. But if your definition of success is I went live on Facebook for the first time, I'm successful, you are. You get to decide if you're successful. It's 100% your definition. It's not anybody else's definition. So I stand
Absolutely.
behind you in that.
Yeah, and you don't have to keep it on there. You can delete it, but you've made that progression, right? You've took that first step of getting over whatever may be fear or whatever it is. And so you're absolutely right. Just start. I'm going to put this on the screen for those who's listening. I always do this here because I love this here. Let me see if I can get it right the first time. There it is. Start ugly. I just brought a slide, if you will, onto the screen, and I tell people start ugly, right? No one cares. No one's worrying about that. There's tons of people out there who are doing it already.
I was going to read it, but it went away.
Oh.
So start ugly is there now. There was another quote on there. I was going to give it to him.
It's okay. I'll do that one in just a second.
Okay. So we've talked about, don't get gear acquisition syndrome. Start where you are. Make sure the audio is most important. Your light is important. Next, start ugly. It's okay. And get used to what you look like, what you sound like, how you're talking, your speech patterns. You can change them if you want. And you can just be yourself if you want. Just be aware that you say, I really love a whole bunch of times every conversation that you're having.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're going to run into some people who may say, well, you use word fillers 100 times, and that's okay. You don't need to maybe change it down to one, right? Word fillers, if you use them strategically, can work great. For an example, what was that? Oh, yes. So, see, I just did it. I used to break down for a second that as if I was thinking about something. And that draws people in, like, what was he thinking about? And then I brought the excitement up. So I was like, because what was that thing I was thinking of? Oh, yes, here it is. I just did it again. Look, people.
So there's strategic ways of using things that, people say you're not supposed to use. So that's a very dramatic way of pulling that out as well. So what else do we need to be more professional on camera? Give us another thought, another tip.
So another great one is kind of going into what you just said. And I'm going to take it in a different route, right? Being who you are. If everyone has a specific type of audience, right? Your audience will gravitate towards you. And I'm going to give you an example of what I was referring to a second ago. And I said, I'll put it back up there. From my first start at my company, I came into a different way because people have seen me before, right? So I didn't have to run through a barrier as much as some other people have. And one of the things I talk about when I reference this is we don't do commercials, if you will. And someone asked once, said, well, why don't you do commercials? And I said, well, because my clientele isn't sitting down watching TV, right? And I'm taking that into, like, for example, a social media, for example. My clientele isn't sitting down scrolling. I have a different echelon of clientele. So if you are talking about gardening, you're going to attract the people who want to hear you talk about gardening. Don't go out there and start talking about spaceships just because that's the trend. You might maybe can incorporate something into it, right? But don't change who you are. Trust me, your tribe will come to you. They will find you and you will be glad that they did. And they will be glad that they did.
Yeah, that's a really important thing is as with anything in your communication, you can't be everything to everyone. And you just no one will hear you. So being true to what you are actually targeting, just stay there. So it says, tell us what it says on the screen for
So on
the
the screen, it says when VC Academy said, we don't do commercials because our target audience isn't sitting around watching TV. That hit me, right? You got to go to where your target audience is at. I was just doing a talk recently and I was talking about a gentleman who did a, he didn't really do it as a test, but he was a violinist and he had a sold out concert in Boston. $100 a ticket. He sold it out, made tons of money. Then he took that same Stradivarius, $3.5 million, and he went into the New York subway and played the same music and got $35 in tips. So just because your music isn't shining in one place, doesn't mean it's not great. Doesn't mean, so just because you may not get the attention or likes or whatever, don't be vanity driven. Keep plugging away. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, it's tough. Yes, the streets are not made for everyone. That's why they made sidewalks, right?
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship is tough. If you thought this was going to be, oh, I'm going to leave my 9 to 5 so I can have, ooh, you got nothing coming. You might get there, but keep plugging away. Just don't give up.
Absolutely. Great advice. Great advice. So we are coming towards the end of our time. I want to see if there's anything else, Lion, that you wanted to talk about before we talk about your gift.
Yes. I just recently started a because I was following the Alex Hormozi. If some people have not heard about that, please go check it out. Again, no affiliation for me. It's just an inspirational kind of thing. He just broke a Guinness Book of Records by doing live launches. And so I wanted to talk about my school group. I just created one. So if anyone's listening to this and they just want ideas, tips on how to grow, I do training in there. I teach people how to do some of these really unique things that I do. And it's, again, in a simplistic format. You can do it with the equipment you have. That's my newest thing. And I'm excited about that. And I just want to grow with people. And if nothing else, remember this here. This is one of my favorite sayings as well. It is lonely at the top. It is lonelier at the laptop. If you are out there trying to do this by yourself, get community, get friends, get people who motivate you. No successful person, and again, success is determined from what you want. Don't listen to about finance, money. It's freedom. That's my success. I can go pick my son up right now from school and take him out for lunch if I want, right? Because I've worked hard to get to that point. Grab community, grab people around you, and keep plugging. Oh, do it like Dory. Keep on swimming. Keep on swimming.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for Dory to drop in. So,
Oh.
Lion and I have been on a few virtual spaces together, and sometimes there will be visitors that drop in from the top or the side of his screen. So
Thank you. I'm
I
gonna
was
go do
kind of
that
waiting for
then.
Dory.
I didn't even think about it, but today I will have that because I just came off the top, so I will have that. Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so you do have a free gift for our listeners. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it is my gear suggestion list, right? I have everything from starting down from a $40 mic all the way up to an expensive professional mic. I have it in a list so you understand, like, hey, this is my suggestions for beginners, this is middle, and so forth. And that way, if you are in this realm of like maybe one day I want to level up, you have a suggestion list. And again, it's just a suggestion. You do not have to go and grab all of those things all at a time. But it's a good place to start because sometimes we can Google something and then all of a sudden everything else starts to happen. And as I tell people, you can go to YouTube University and learn everything that may take you 20 hours, or you can grab a PDF list and have it all in one central place. And so that's my gift to you all.
Wow, that is so great. And this is really valuable because it has such a range. You know, sometimes you get a gear list from someone and it's all really expensive stuff. And sometimes, you know, so I really appreciate that there's, you know, a $40 one all the way up to whatever professional level you want to go and get this list. It is free. It is going to be in our ProfitConnectors.club community. So you just need to go to ProfitConnectors.club because you are the ones making the connections. ProfitConnectors.club. And in there, you will see Lion's information, how to get in touch with him, his bio, his free gift, and of course, a link to this and all our other podcasts. So make sure that you go in there. ProfitConnectors.club and grab that list because it will be extremely valuable to you in the long run if it's important to you to level up your visual presence online and Zoom meetings, any place you appear on camera, and it should be, then this is the place to go. And it's entry level all the way up to professional. Thank you, Lion. What a generous gift. I really appreciate it.
Thank you guys. Oh, let me find that. So I'm about to put the thank you on the screen here in just 1 second because you said that. So, oh, actually, you said thank you. So I'm going to put welcome on the
Oh, he
screen.
said, I'm welcome with confetti. I get all the confetti today. I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness, it's so funny. Real quick, I know you could. I used to carry around confetti in my pocket. And so when I would go into a store or someplace and maybe something would happen, I would take just a little bit of confetti out at the cash register. Someone's purchased something, here's your receipt, and I'd throw it in the air and go, yes, just out in public. That's just me though, right? I gotta have
I
fun.
love that you're spreading joy everywhere you go. And I feel joy every time I talk to you, Lion. You are so much fun to be with. Do you have any like parting thought that you want to leave everyone with?
Yeah, my last words to you all who listen to this is someone's going to do it. If you've been dreaming about it, don't let your dreams die, right? Find a way. If you're not going to do it, someone's going to do it. Someone's about to make success out of it. Someone's about to get the freedom they want to spend more time with their friends, their family, their loved ones, so they're not working 80, 90 hours a week or whatever. Someone is going to do it. So why should it not be you?
Brilliant. Why not? So thank you for showing up. Your future self will thank you. And remember, it's your impact. Go make it matter. Thanks for joining us for the Profit Connections podcast. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website ProfitConnectors.club. That's ProfitConnectors.club and get your goodies right now.